Long ball played down towards the right-hand side. Morton wins the header. And now Sharp's got a bit of space. Over the halfway line he goes now. Down this right wing. Morton sprinting to try and provide an overlap. Sharp keeps going. Crosses that ball in. It's cleared. But only as far as Morton. Morton now crosses that ball in towards Whittam. It breaks to Bannister. Oh, a great save there from McMahon. Whittam still got it cleared. Bannister plays the ball back to Willoughby. Oh, and that's a strong challenge there. But I think Tomsett got the ball. Anyway, here's O'Halloran. O'Halloran back out to Bannister on the left-hand side. Bannister could play the ball in. In it goes towards Whittam, cleared by Kay. Winter gets the ball back for FC United. He's going to get fouled. But, well, what do you make of that save from McMahon? That was
unbelievable, wasn't it?
All but certain to score there, FC United. But great save.
Was it Willoughby that squared it? And it looked like all he had to do was force it into the goal. But goalkeeper reacted magnificently from close range.
10 minutes left to play of this first half. 0-0 the score. It's still 2-2 between Hereford and Nuneaton. Darlington are now being beaten by Spennymoor 2-1. Chorley are 3-0 up against Geisler. But play continues here at Hurst Cross. It's 0-0 with 15 minutes left to play. Here's Goulding. Down the line the ball goes. Morton's there covering. He's under pressure though from Reid. And that's a good challenge from Mohamed. Who's going to get that second ball? It's Martin, you know. Martin lays it back off to Reid on that left-hand side. Cross comes in. Here's Hobson. He's got Sass Davis there. Good defending from FC United's number five. And it's a corner to Ashton United. And Paul, I can't even look at this game anymore. it's far too nervy for my liking.
It's
all
very
this.
Intense.
It really is. Altier 1-0 up against 10-man Southport, by the way. Latest score there from Moss Lane. So, corner to Ashton United. 15 minutes left on the clock here. 0-0 the score. It's going to be an in-swinger from the left-hand side for Ashton United. In it comes towards the back post area. There's O'Halloran. It breaks to Chalmers. Chalmers on the penalty spot. Ball broke to him. He did well to keep his knee above that ball on the volley. And Aaron Chalmers slots it to the right-hand side of Lloyd Allenson, and with 15 minutes left to play here in this very nervy six-pointer down the bottom end of the table, it's the home side who've taken the lead.
Well, we knew it was probably going to be a scrappy goal, and it was again from a corner, and it was a clearance that didn't really clear anywhere, and Chalmers was in the box, got a small bit of space, managed to stick it away with his left foot, and critical goal for Ashton. They don't score many, but this is a very important one.
Well, we did say most of the second half has been dominated by FC United possession, but in the last 5 minutes or so, Ashton United have come more and more into it, and all the way through this game, the set pieces has been their key thing in their attack, and it proved the case there. Ashton United 1-0 up with 15 minutes left to play here at Hurst Cross.